The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's see. Let's go to Australia now and talk to Robert. Good morning, Robert.
I'm calling for some advice because I've got a horrible thing to do tomorrow. I'm going to say goodbye to a very dear friend who's dying of cancer. Mm. I'm just wondering, should I pray with him or should I just let it go and just like pray privately for him?
Oh, I would definitely pray if you have an opportunity to pray with him. I have a particular prayer I'd like to recommend, Robert, if you...
Yes.
Okay.
By all means.
Are you familiar with the Divine Mercy devotion?
Not really.
Okay, so what I would suggest would be the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and that is available at relevantradio.com, or if you have the app, which I'm sure you have because you're listening in Australia.
No, I do, yeah.
Okay.
No, I prayed the rosary with you.
Wonderful.
You've actually been responsible for bringing you back. I'm not fully back. I'm not back with the church, but I am back.
Praise
with
God.
Faith, if you know what I mean.
I do. Sounds like there's maybe something remaining to do yet, like maybe a good confession. And I know you didn't call to talk about that, but I just want to encourage you. You know, if the Lord is drawing you home, come home.
I do have a long confession to make.
Well, I would say this much, that a good confession is the very first and most important thing to do and get it all out, you know, however long it's been, 30 years, 20 years, whatever. Don't hold anything back. Be truly sorry. Sounds like all of these ingredients are coming together for you. And once you make that good confession and you break those bonds with sin and you resolve to, by God's grace, to really live the life you know he's calling you to do, you're going to do great things. He's going to do great things in you. But let's start here. So the Divine Mercy Chaplet is specifically promised as a means for conversion, especially on one's deathbed. So if your friend is dying, then I would definitely ask, is it okay if I pray with you? How do you think he'll react to that? Will he be okay with it?
Well, here's the difficult part as well. We've been estranged for a number of years. His partner, his wife, took a dislike to me, and we haven't spoken in a number of years. My friend has told me that he wants to speak to me before he dies.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is, but it's horrible. It's 2 a.m. here, and I can't sleep. And I feel... I do listen to you a lot, be it live or on your podcast as well. Mm-hmm. You are responsible for me coming back to the church. It is baby steps with me, I have to be honest with you.
And
I was a devout Catholic.
You're not the first bad Catholic I've ever met, and it won't be the last. I mean, you know, I've had moments of being... in my own way, a bad Catholic. I think it's true of most people. We all slip and fall at times, but the fact is you're seeking to come back. So I praise God when I hear you say that listening to this program is helpful to you, Robert. Please keep doing that.
For some reason, I was going through a bad phase, and I stumbled upon Relevant Radio, and yours was the first show that came up, and I've been listening for the last number of years.
Well, thanks be to God. I'm overjoyed, and I hope we talk again, Robert. Please do feel free to call back anytime. The honor is all mine, I'll put it that way, to have a chance to talk to you. So in the greater Sydney area, I just looked it up. There are many Catholic bookshops in the greater Sydney area. And in any of these bookstores, you're going to be able to acquire the trifold leaflet. It's red, primarily on the front. Has a picture of Jesus, the Divine Mercy image, and it is the chaplet of Divine Mercy. So my thought is I would get a couple of these, two, three, whatever, and when you see your friend, ask him, can I pray this special prayer with you and for you? It would really help me, and I hope it would help you. And let's hope that your friend says yes. And if he says no, I would leave a copy of the chaplet with him. And then just say, I'm going to be praying prayers for you, my friend. And if he says yes, and you could pray it with him, here's the thing. Our Lord told St. Faustina that this chaplet of prayers is extremely powerful, especially for people who are dying. And if you can pray these prayers with somebody who is dying, then stand back and expect miracles of conversion and forgiveness and mercy. So if there's any one thing that I would, you know, encourage you to do, it would be to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with him.
Okay. It's a horrible thing to say, but if he doesn't, do you think his soul would be saved, or is God's mercy unlimitless?
Yeah, God's mercy is definitely limitless. We can trust in that. Our obstinacy, you know, our stubbornness can be pretty, not infinite, but it can be pretty strong. So we'll all be praying that your friend will not be obstinate, and that this will lead to not just a reconciliation between the two of you, but also a reconciliation in whatever way needs to happen between him and God, and ultimately also between you and God. I mean, these prayers are also for your situation. So I'm really excited for the possibilities here for healing between the two of you and healing for him with the Lord. I see a lot of good about to happen.
Well, I'm really excited about coming back to the church. I was a cradle Catholic. Lots of stuff happens in between to push me away from that. And maybe we can talk about that another day. But I was just wondering how I could approach a dying friend who was also a Catholic.
Maybe you could tell him, listen, I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm coming back to the Lord, and it's way overdue, and I've done a lot of stuff, and I've got a lot of, you know, sins to confess. But one thing I know for sure is that I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. I want to be with God. And you, my friend, are going to see God a lot sooner than I am, and I want to help you get ready for that. And so forgiveness is a big part of it, obviously. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I think, will be a powerful, potent way for him to prepare. You could even ask a priest to come and visit him to give him the last sacraments. That would be ideal, of course. Have a priest come hear his confession. Have a priest give him the anointing of the sick. All things that will help him prepare to make the leap into the life to come.
Maybe I should ask him that, if he wants to have the last rites, or maybe that's something that's
no, I would ask final. Him. You don't have time to lose. If his death is near, then I would act quickly. Anything like that, I really think that this is a moment of decision for him. And the fact that he asked to see you because you've been estranged for so long, it's something stirring in his heart. So that's a good sign. And of course, look what's happening in your life too. So this is not a coincidence.
Well, that's been stirring my heart, and I feel elevated but depressed as well. But I feel as though I'm coming to God in a greater way. I think this is also a message to me, if you know what I mean.
I do. I believe it's true. I think you're speaking truth at levels you don't even really fully understand yet.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a long road, but...
Yes. Let's talk again. I'm going to pray for you in a very particular way. And I will pray this prayer from Hebrews 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This entire episode of the Patrick Madrid Show is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.